Merkel Media.
Flashback Fridays here on Macroaggressions, taking you back to April 13th, 2021. Gaslight Nation. Hey, if you're thinking of converting some of your soon-to-be-worthless Federal Reserve notes into tangible assets like gold and silver, or maybe even your IRA and 401k, talk to Tony Arterburn, our sponsor over at Wise Wolf. Just go to www.macroaggressions.gold. Now, please enjoy the show.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Well, you're going completely sideways.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary's Tech Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
In uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, Macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. How is everybody doing? I'm so pleased that you're listening. It's amazing. This show has grown so much, and it's because of you. So thank you all for tuning in twice a week. I certainly do appreciate it. If you feel the need to share the show with your friends and family, I won't stop you. I certainly will not. And the show is supported and helped out by our sponsors, and we pick the sponsors because we like what they're all about. We want them to be small businesses. We prefer that the owners have ideals that align with ours, and that's why we have C60 Purple Power on board. They're making an amazing product. I know it sounds like magic, and it sounds kind of like, is this stuff real? I'm telling you right now, I've been running my own scientific experiment on my cat, and it is working very well. I've been taking it every single day. I feel great. I always feel pretty good, but I have mental clarity. I wake up in the morning and I don't hesitate getting out of bed, which is something new for me. So I'll take it, you know, and the science behind it, it's a free radical scavenger. The C60 molecule, it was theorized years ago by Buckminster Fuller, and then these really smart guys in the late 80s discovered it for real and won the Nobel Prize for their discovery. And it's what it is it's a carbon molecule with 60 atoms surrounding it. So it looks like a soccer ball, like a hollow soccer ball. Go to C60PurplePower.com and you'll see this visual of it to give you a little bit more of an idea. And so they describe it as a free radical sponge with the ability to neutralize free radicals and reset itself again and again. So look, the science behind it is that it's the most powerful antioxidant known. It is several hundredfold times higher than conventional antioxidants. And not only can C60 help maximize the efficiency of cells in producing energy, but it may also provide cellular protection against many toxic environmental factors. So I say just go to the website, check it out, see if it's right for you. And if it is, use the promo code MACRO. Save yourself some money. They have free shipping within the United States. So take advantage of that as well. And we love Ken too. He's a good dude. And he's, besides being the scientist, founder, and all that of C60 Purple Power, he's also somebody that understands what we are really actually facing in this country. And, you know, we need more guys like him on our side. So anyway, if you want to support our sponsors, it helps to support the show as well. And we certainly do appreciate it. And as we move into, you know, the mid part of 2021, we're coming face to face with the understanding that it seems like everybody is lying to us. The media, they always lie. You know, they their job is to lie to us. The regulatory agencies, we always thought that they were there to protect us and look out for us and add a layer of security between, you know, potentially hazardous products and consumers. But what we've really found is that when you dig into that stuff, the regulatory agencies don't regulate everybody. They let the big boys pass. They give, they give exemptions to some companies and not to others. They have a revolving door, especially with regard to like the CDC and Big Pharma and places like that, a revolving door of executives going from one to the next and back and forth. So it's dirty, and we understand, we've come to understand at least, that we're being gaslit the whole time. I mean, it from every direction. And it's frustrating, especially when you see it, especially when you care about it. You know, there are a lot of people out there that probably don't mind being lied to. That is, if they even recognize that they're being lied to. It is an embarrassment what's happened in the United States of America over the last, well, the last generation, let's just say. But it's really ramped up in recent years. The lying is so blatant and so obvious too. And yet you'll find people defending the lies, and you just shake your head and you go, I get it if you're too dumb to understand that you're being lied to, but there's some really smart people out there. They just can't seem to get through the cognitive dissonance. I mean, you explain to them some pretty easy to grasp concepts, and they look at you like you're crazy for bringing it up, for challenging people, for challenging the authority. Well, I don't have a problem challenging the authority. I enjoy it. To be fair, because they're such liars and such propagandists, and their whole position is based on lies. So, of course, I'm going to challenge it. Now, am I going to make a huge difference? I don't know. Maybe not. But I'm still going to try. And I think a lot of us feel that way. We're still going to try. Well, what do you think, you're going to change the world? I don't know. I'm going to change my world. I'm going to change the worlds of some people around me. Am I going to change everybody's world? No, probably not. No, because definitely not. And the reason is, there's a lot of people that are content in their ignorance. I tell you, you got to follow me on Twitter. I mean, I'm not going to be there for much longer. It's, you know, I don't last on these platforms very long. But if you want to follow at macroaggressions, the letter N at the end is the number 3 for some reason. So it looks like it says macroaggression. But some of the things that I have seen on the Twitters these days are so preposterous that I feel like there's part of me that feels like, are they fucking with me? You know what I mean? Like, is Twitter, I know Twitter is pretty smart, and they have the algorithm set to give you things that will make you crazy. But they might know me a little too well, because I get so triggered. I know. And that, and to say you're triggered is like, oh, you're like a SJW. No, I mean, I just get pissed off at the stupidity of people. There was a lady, and she's a black lady with shaved head, but then whatever is grown in is like bleached blonde, just in case you need to find this video clip. And because it's so preposterous that you're going to think I'm lying about it. I promise you I'm not. She's standing at like a podium in front of a press conference, and everyone, there's a bunch of people behind her, including Andrew Cuomo. They all have masks on, and she's standing in front of this podium saying, I don't care what's in the vaccine. I don't need to know what's in the vaccine. I don't want to know what's in the vaccine. Just give it to me. Put it in my arm. And everyone in the background is clapping like a bunch of trained SEALs, and they're laughing and everything. Now, at first, it's kind of funny to see how stupid this lady is. I mean, but if I take a step back and really analyze it, it's actually dangerous more so than it is funny. And I got a pretty good sense of humor, so I'll laugh at all this stuff. But I also I understand that when that lady is so proud of her ignorance, she can't wait to show you how ignorant she is. You don't want to know what's in the vaccine. You don't care what's in the vac. Just put it in me. I'm not saying this because she was a black woman. That's slave mentality. I don't care. Just give it to me. That's embarrassing. To be that comfortable with your ignorance, you should be petitioning to have that video taken down off the internet, you know, not standing up there proudly proclaiming that you don't care. You just want it. It's Gaslight Nation. You know, they're going to lie to you. They're going to make you feel dumb for not believing their stupidity. Don't fall for it. I mean, the thing that I think binds us all together in this alternative media world, the people that, you know, the conspiracy theorists out there, is that we really take the time to dig into these things. We're actually not, as they brand us, being, you know, dumb conspiracy theorists, just we'll believe anything. I'm sure there's a segment of the population of our little group that will believe anything, like, you know, the white hats or expanding Guantanamo Bay and stuff like that. But the vast majority of us, we're quite educated on this stuff. We actually enjoy researching it and finding out the truth, because the truth matters. When you see somebody stand up in front of people I'm presuming it was some form of national television. It was Cuomo was standing behind. Had to have been some sort of press conference for God knows what. But to see that level of just in your face ignorance, not like, oh, I was ignorant, I didn't know any better sort of thing, like, oh, I was mistaken or whatever, I got some bad information. No. This is willful ignorance. This is pride in how stupid you are. Celebrated by everybody standing behind her, clapping like seals. Good for you, lady. You don't want to know what's in the experimental rush to market vaccine that has no product liability and hasn't been tested on human beings. You don't want to know any of that. Just put it in you so that you survive a quote disease with a 99.97% survival rate, according to the CDC. Part of me says, take it, dummy. You think you have this all figured out? You don't care? You're that ignorant? You're exactly the customer that they're looking for. Pfizer is looking for people like you. Moderna is looking for people like you to take their vaccine. Oh, wait, it's not a vaccine. Moderna didn't make a vaccine. They're not a vaccine company, because if they made a vaccine, it would be the first vaccine they ever made. They're a gene therapy company, and they make gene therapy products. And that's kind of an important distinction. I call me old fashioned, but I come from the school of wanting to have as much information as I can before making a decision, as opposed to as little information as I can. So take the vaccine if you want, but don't say you've researched it because you watch CNN. Don't ever say you researched it. That's a stain on actual researchers. But in Gaslight Nation, you know, you can have the head of the CDC come right out and blatantly lie to your face, right to your face, And the media won't fact check. Social media won't fact check her. CDC director Rochelle Walensky cried during an interview and urged Americans to stop living normally because of, quote, impending doom. Oh no, impending doom. Like a meteor or an asteroid or a volcano or a virus with a 99.97% survivability rate, a median death age of 80 years old. You mean that sort of impending doom? Maybe we have a different definition of impending doom, because that doesn't sound like anything to me. She said, our data from the CDC today suggests that vaccinated people do not carry the virus. Why isn't she banned from Facebook? Why isn't she banned from Twitter and YouTube for medical disinformation? The head of the CDC said on camera, our data from the CDC today suggests that vaccinated people do not carry the virus. That is a lie. She should be removed from her post, and she should be thrown out on the street for gaslighting a nation with intentional disinformation. You know, the CDC, I've said it before, I'll say it again. They're not to be trusted under any circumstances. How many times do they have to get busted? I mean, watch the movie Vaxxed. You know, I've had Dr. Brian Hooker on the show. I've had Del Bigtree on the show. We both have, we've been in Mexico speaking together on multiple occasions. Del Bigtree and Brian Hooker are not imagining this. They know what the CDC is. It's a vaccine company disguised as a regulatory agency. I say that because the CDC owns over 40 patents on vaccines. They make over $5 billion a year from the patents they own on vaccines. They set the vaccine schedule. How convenient. Benefits the vaccines that they own the patents on. They're knee-deep in a conflict of interest right off the bat. And then you have the CDC director coming out and blatantly lying, saying that vaccinated people do not carry the virus. Explain yourself. Look, it's one thing if we're having conversations about whether or not we went to the moon, okay? And we can have some fun debating that. We could talk about the pros and cons. We could talk about all the people that have been busted lying about that stuff. We can do that. And that's a debate that doesn't really hurt us one way or the other. It's kind of fun afterwards. You go, let's go get a beer. But when we're talking about vaccines, we're talking about experimental gene therapy vaccines. We're talking about vaccines that haven't cleared human trials. They haven't even fucking tested them on prisoners. You know, I'm not saying that they should. I'm just being goofy there. But this is insanity. And if you challenge this, if you say anything that goes against the official narrative, you're the problem. You're so much of the problem that the social media platforms will throw you off. They will ban you. You see, Facebook recently updated its terms of service to include a new warning against the sharing of information that they deem as a threat to the official government narrative surrounding COVID-19. They will no longer allow people to share content, quote, coordinating interference with the administration of the COVID-19 vaccine. The platform also prohibits content calling to action, advocating, or promoting that others not get the COVID-19 vaccine. This is their new coordinating harm policy. To take it further, Facebook says that users are not allowed to call it the Chinese virus or the Wuhan flu, because that insinuates a certain race created the virus or is otherwise spreading the virus. So I ask you, Facebook, why is it fine to call it the South African strain or the UK strain or the Spanish strain or the Spanish flu for that matter? Can't call it the Chinese virus. Why? Because you're China's bitch? Of course Zuckerberg is China's bitch. He has deep relationships. He's married to a Chinese woman and he speaks Mandarin Chinese. So he's got to protect his relationship with China, right? I don't even think Facebook's allowed in China. Whatever. He certainly is bending over for China, you know, the way Disney did and the NBA did and, you know, everybody, US government, you know. You can't talk about 5G on Facebook anymore. You can't talk about how the flu magically disappeared or that they've messed with the numbers of the coronavirus, because their Facebook's community standards is stating that this could contribute to imminent violence or physical harm. The goal of this policy is to reduce health harm to people while also allowing people to discuss, debate, and share their personal experiences, opinions, and news related to the COVID-19 pandemic, Facebook contends. Bullshit. You just said they can't debate. You just said they can't discuss. You just said they can't share their personal experiences. Like, hey, my aunt went to go get the vaccine and then dropped dead the next day. You can't say that. That'll get you banned. You can't discuss it. You can't debate it, and you can't share your personal experiences, despite what Facebook says. I mean, it's all so annoying. This is not Facebook's job, by the way. This is not their job. If they were running an honest business and they weren't taking their orders from the Atlantic Council and the Poynter Institute and the German Marshall Fund and the CFR and the CIA, of course, let's not forget about them. I mean, who funded them? InQtel. So you can't actually have discussions or debates, despite what they say. You are only allowed to have a debate within the accepted parameters in which they set, which is, yeah, everything about this is real. I'm just debating about how real it is. I'm just debating about whether I get the shot today, tomorrow, or next week. But you cannot have the conversation about, hey, how about, what about the other option? You don't get it at all. No. You can't have that. Fox News reported, with a straight face, I'm assuming, they ran a graphic that showed that in the flu season of 2019 to 2020, there were In the United States, there were 30, in the US, there were 38 million cases of the flu, 2019 to 2020, in that flu season. However, I'm not sure exactly what the month cutoff is. Let's just say October. I'm just making this up. Let's say October 2019 through March 2020. Let's just say 38 million cases of the flu, a normal amount. Take a wild guess how many cases of the flu were reported from 2020 to 2021 during that flu season. Okay, remember, we're starting at 38 million and we go to 1,822. Guys, we cured the flu. It's a fucking miracle. I don't know how we did it, but we cured the flu. This is cause for celebration. Rip your mask off, run outside and pat yourself on the back because you stayed inside, you killed the flu. You wore your masks and you social distanced and you did all the stuff you're supposed to do and you didn't allow anyone over for Thanksgiving and you shot at Santa Claus when he came in and tried to come down your chimney because you thought he was going to give you the woo flu, and you did all the things and we eliminated the flu. But now we've got coronavirus. And they expect you to not tie these two things together, because they think that you're a child. But frankly, even children can figure this out. This is an embarrassment that anybody thinks that the common flu just magically disappeared, but then this coronavirus thing came out of nowhere and has the same numbers as the flu, and they can't figure out the correlation. I mean, Common Core will screw your brain up and make you unable to comprehend math. I know that, but 38 million to 1,822, and Fox News ran that and put that as a visual up on their news broadcast. I use that term loosely when describing any of them, including Fox News, especially Fox News. I mean, look, if you can't figure this out, then the propaganda is working. It's very simple. You know what your reward should be for vanquishing the flu from this earth, for all of the hard work you've done for getting rid of the flu? You deserve a Krispy Kreme donut. And I think you know where I'm going with this. Because the mouth-breathing fatties in the United States have decided that Krispy Kreme donuts are the golden ring of rewards that they want for taking the vaccine. Krispy Kreme announced that they launched a program that anybody that shows their vaccination cards will receive a donut every day for a full year. So now, not only are you totally contaminated with an experimental rush-to-market gene editing vaccine that hasn't been tested on human beings, but now you also have diabetes and you're fat. Congratulations. You are the dumbest person in the world. I've been looking for you. I knew I'd find you at some point. I've found you. The lady on Twitter that took the picture with the blue donut in her mouth holding her vaccination card. You win. You're the dumbest person on the planet. I found you. Please reach out to me. I have a prize for you. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's my first book. Oh, man. The CDC, the same organization whose director, Rochelle Walensky, cried and urged Americans to stop living normally because of impending doom, and said that her data suggests that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, has also taken the extraordinary scientific leap of changing the social distancing feet from 6 feet to 3 feet. Because, you know, science. Let me ask you a question. Since last year, did the virus get 50% less powerful? Is there any indication of that? Do we have any scientific proof, data, anything to show that since March of 2020, the coronavirus has mutated in a way that makes it 50% less transmittable? Because I haven't heard anything about this. But now the social distancing rules have been changed from 6 feet to 3 feet. I mean, can we just admit that there's nothing scientific about this and be done with it? Can we stop the 6 feet bullshit? I mean, I don't participate in that anyway. The gaslighting, the blatant lying to people. Got to be 6 feet away. You can't be any closer than 6 feet away. You got to stay socially distant as you board this airplane so that you can sit 6 inches from the person on either side of you and in front of you and in back of you. But 6 feet. So what are we doing? I mean, it's the idiocracy that the CDC is pushing out is clearly contagious. Because in California, they have banned screaming on roller coasters because of, you know, COVID. Not allowed to scream on roller coasters. You can sit on a roller coaster, presumably next to someone, but you cannot scream because we're all going to die from the flu. And if you question this, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're anti-science, and you're a danger to humanity. And I don't want my kids playing with your kids. California also denied one parent from watching their kids play sports. So let me work this out. This kid that is playing soccer, they can only have one parent watch sports with them. But then they go home to both parents. So what are we doing? So the kid can't be around. We can't have both parents there around with the kid because both parents might infect the kid, but one parent won't infect. But the kid lives with the parents all the time and is around them all the time, but only one of them can be around. I mean, it doesn't make any fucking sense. I mean, trying to use your rational brain to figure out the dictates of Gavin Newsom and these band of merry maniacs is pointless. I mean, your head will hurt because you can't. And this is part of the CIA's destabilization programs that they used to run in third world countries before they overthrew their governments. First, they would soften them up by creating all sorts of chaos inside the country. But part of it would be psychological operations where they would tell everyone, you got to do one thing, got to do one thing one way. And then as everybody starts to do the one thing one way, then they immediately switch and say, no, 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 you can't do it that way. You have to do it the exact opposite way. You have to do it differently, and you have to do this differently. Now, don't do the first thing we said, do the second thing. And people are like, what? And so they start doing the second thing. And then after a while, they switch them and no, 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 no. You got to go back to the first thing. And then people throw their hands up and go, I give up. That's a psychological, that's part of a tactic that the CIA uses to destabilize foreign countries. And it's being used on us right now. It is the putting forth ridiculous and inconsequential demands of the population, holding them to it like it's life or death, and then finally admitting, oh, it doesn't matter if you do any of that stuff. We're doing something totally different now. And you go, but wait, but you just told me if I didn't do this, everyone was going to die. Yeah. We're not doing that anymore. You got to do it a different way now. And you're like, but you just told me. And they go, stop. We're all doing it a different way now. Now do it a different way now or everybody's going to die. And you're like, but I was doing it the other way. You told me that way everyone was going to die there. And now you're telling me that's not true. This is what they do. It doesn't work on strong-minded people. It doesn't work on people that have the ability for critical thought. People with critical thinking skills go, this is dog shit. I see right through this immediately and I'm not participating in it. But there's a disproportionate amount of sheeple people out there that as Dr. Russell Blaylock describes, a neurosurgeon, he says, you know, they're down in a malaise where they can't think straight. You know, they can't, and because they can't think straight, they become dependent on the government for everything. And that's where the government wants you. They want you dependent on them. They want the daddy nanny state. You know, they want that. Because then they're relevant. And if they're relevant, then they make the rules and they can tell you what to do. The minute you, the minute that you stand up for yourself and start thinking critically, you go, get out of my way. I don't need you. You guys, in fact, not only do I not need you, you're making everything incrementally more difficult by being in the way. We as a society, yes, I'm a bit of an anarchist. I won't say I haven't gone full. I'm still in anarchy discovery mode, but you know, the definition of anarchy doesn't mean no rules. It means no rulers. And given the fact that we have Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Andrew Cuomo, Gavin Newsom, that Lori Lightfoot maniac, all these people in politics that are the worst people in the world, like the last person you would ever pick to run anything. And yet here they are in positions of extreme power, given the authority to make life or death decisions. And we're not allowed to question them. I mean, we're not allowed to call them out for being idiots. Gavin Newsom needs to be taken out in handcuffs for what he's done. Andrew Cuomo needs to be taken out in handcuffs. Lori Lightfoot, handcuffs. Handcuffs. Perp walked for what they've done. It's, you know, you've got George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton shilling for the vaccine in the videos. Three people that combined have a death toll of, I don't know, 10 million plus on their hands. And you're going to take medical advice from those three psychopaths? One of them is a rapist, Bill Clinton. You can ask Juanita Broderick about that, amongst other people. One of them started the war on terror and one of them expanded it, amongst other things. You know, the kids in cages. Let's talk about Obama for a second, the kids in cages situation. Everyone put that on Trump. I'm no Trump fan. I think we've established that. But Obama built the cages that they put the kids in. And when Trump became president, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez went in her all-white suit, did that staged photo op where she pretended to cry, bent her knee, put her hand over her face, and just was crying because she was so sad that all these kids are in cages. Look, it's horrible. Okay? It's horrible. You're sneaking into the country. You guys all get caught, rounded up, and they put you somewhere. They put you in a detention facility. And there were a lot of kids there. not good. Not good for optics, not good for the kids, but, you know, not good that the kids decided to come. You know, I understand there's a lot of problems going on in Central America that's forcing people to come up. I get that. They want to come to America. I understand that fully. But, you know, there is a process here that the government has set up. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of borders and things like that, but whatever. They've set up this process and you can't just have like millions and millions of people just walking in. I mean, that does create a situation. So given the context of the rules that we have right now, they set it up so that you can't just walk across the border. And if you do and you get caught, they either take you back or they put you in a facility so that they can figure out where to take you back to. And if you're unaccompanied kids, then they really need to make sure they're taking you back to the right place. And by the way, what are you doing on this big walk all by yourself? So AOC cries, does her photo op bullshit, and rails against Trump for being this big meanie, even though Obama was the one that built the cages. Now she announces that there isn't a border crisis. She announced on a video on camera, presumably sober. I don't know. I'm just assuming that. Certainly would explain if she was drunk why she said that there isn't a border crisis. There's a fucking border crisis. Your detention facilities, your kids in cages, now that Biden is in charge of it, now they're detention facilities again. And yes, they're, you know, 1800% over capacity. And yes, the people look like baked potatoes sleeping with their tinfoil wrappers, you know, their blankets around them. But according to AOC, that doesn't exist. And if you use the term surge, she says that's white supremacy. I'm not making it up. This is what you get from American politicians. When the other guy's in office, it's a big deal. When your guy's in office, it doesn't exist at all. The problem just magically goes away. And if you talk about the problem, you're a white supremacist. How dare you talk about this problem? You're a white supremacist for even insinuating that there's a surge. Lady, there's videos of all these people coming across the border. There's videos of them overflowing in the detention facilities. You're not helping your credibility. I understand that you answered an audition to become a congressperson, but you should have to have at least a little bit of a background in understanding, you know, the world before you actually take this job. But here we are, AOC, and she's got millions of people that think she's the greatest. Look, here's a very non-scientific take. She's got crazy eyes. You can't trust people with crazy eyes. You guys like pro football? I mean, you know who Adam Gase is? He was the head coach when watch his press conference. Go to Google and search Adam Gase introductory press conference, New York Jets. You want to see crazy eyes? Imagine if AOC and Adam Gase had a kid. Holy shit. The LA Times ran an article. I have to get back to this for a second because this is just so preposterous. It's talking about the COVID-19 thing. They ran a headline that said, "Feeling unsettled? Anxious? Maybe you have COVID-19 vaccine envy." To which I responded on Twitter, "Nope, that's not it. I most definitely don't have the vaccine envy." But the politicians are selling it. Bush, Obama, Clinton shilling for it big time. Krispy Kreme giving out donuts. LA Times telling you that You have envy of the people that have injected themselves with an experimental vaccine. You know, that there's the KGB did an interesting thing. They put out this, I mean, this was from a, well, from a while ago, but I want to read this because it's super important to understanding kind of the situation that we're in right now in terms of the dumbed down masses and the corruption of scientific data. So in the 60s, the KGB did some psychological experiments. And what they learned is that if you bombard the human subjects with fear messages nonstop, in 2 months or less, most of the subjects are completely brainwashed to believe the false message. And on top of that, they also realize that after that point, no amount of clear information that these people were shown to the contrary of the fake information will change their minds. So if you subject people to fear for 2 months, it could be realistic fear or in this case, fake fear, COVID-19 fear, 2 months. If you just hammer them with that information and brainwash them to believe that they are in danger from this, from that point on, you'll never be able to change their mind back with accurate information. They simply will reject it. So, I think that's important for us to recognize when we're dealing with people out on the streets and we're interacting with others and you strike up a conversation with someone and it becomes pretty obvious pretty quick where you're going with it. And if you get somebody that is in that fear paradigm where they have just convinced themselves that they've got to wear triple masks and a face shield in their car as they drive around, that person's gone. You just wave bye-bye. You say, have fun living a parallel life on this planet. I don't know what your existence is going to look like from that point on, but good luck to you. But so you can shape people's perception of reality if you have access to them. If you can hammer them, the media does this. They hammer you over and over again. They tell you things that are not true. But if they tell you things that are not true long enough and consecutively, consistently, and just over and over and over and hammer you on it, they will change your mind. And they have no shame in doing this. Max Boot, he's a journalist, and I use that term very loosely. He's a member of the Project for a New American Century, or at least he was. He said this, you know, on Twitter, the dominant narrative from the right-wing industrial complex is that Biden is senile and being manipulated by shadowy leftists. It's a charge so crazy it doesn't deserve refutation, but Biden's crisp press conference shows he is fully in command on the issues. That's a flat-out lie by Max Boot, a propagandist. Oh, but he wears a funny little hat in his profile picture. Fuck you, Max Boot. You're the worst. You lied us into a war in the Middle East gleefully as a member of PNAC. Now you come out here and sprout this bullshit. Get fucked. You're the worst. And by the way, I'll tell you to your face too if I ever see you. Guys like you are an embarrassment. You're an embarrassment to the media. You're an embarrassment to mankind. To come out here and lie about stuff like just obvious. Joe Biden is not in control of his life. He's not in control of his faculties either. You watch that guy. But what did the media do? Once again, with the blatant and obvious lying to us. We watched a video of Joe Biden walking up the stairs to Air Force One, falling and getting up 3 times on one flight of stairs. And what did the media come out and say? The media came out and said that it didn't happen. Fact check. It didn't happen. I mean, that's how you know, that's the term gaslighting, is when they expect you to not, they demand that you not believe your eyes. When you see something with your own eyeballs and they say, that didn't happen. That's what Max Boot wants to do to you. That's what the corporate whore press wants to do to you. You didn't see Biden go up the fall, going up the stairs. He slipped maybe, but he did. He didn't fall. He fell. I watched it. We all watched it. Stop. Stop lying. You're embarrassing yourself. You have no idea what you're doing to your own credibility by trying to pass this stuff off as the truth. Biden was caught on an obvious green screen. Stepping forward, he was outside. There's Marine One was warming up. He steps over to the microphones and he puts his hand in front of a microphone. You could see that it was green screened. What is going on in this administration? Is Joe Biden even alive? I mean, I'm kind of half serious because he didn't fall up the stairs, right? That didn't happen. He didn't use a green screen. Yeah, he did. But the hypocrisy doesn't end there with the Biden administration. You know, the White House fired employees for smoking pot, even though it's legal. It is legal where they are. They fired the employees for smoking pot after they told them they wouldn't fire them for admitting it. They said, just admit it. We won't fire you. They admitted it. Then they fired them. Guess who they didn't fire? Didn't fire Kamala Harris. Because remember, she likes to smoke pot when she listens to Tupac. The fuck out of here with that. Bunch of hypocrites. Joe Biden's son is a crackhead. But we can't have any marijuanas. We can't have the weeds in the White House. Anybody that's ever smoked pot before can't be in the White House, you know, except my vice president and except my crackhead son. That's fine. Don't talk about that. If you talk about Kamala Harris like that, you're a white supremacist. It's such an insane time that we're living in. And the medical component of it is so important to us, because you can't even have the conversation about, hey, look, let's have the honest discussion about the safety of the vaccines. Let's talk about what it does, what it doesn't do. Let's talk about the testing. Let's talk about all this stuff. We need to have the conversation. If you were in a place that encouraged an honest debate, we would be having the talk. But that's not the case. We're not allowed to have the talk. There's a question to SciCheck, SciCheck, SciCheck. Do the COVID-19 vaccines cause infertility? Answer, there's no evidence that approved vaccines cause fertility loss. Would you like to hear the second sentence? Although clinical trials did not study the issue, loss of fertility has not been reported among thousands of trial participants nor confirmed as an adverse event. There's no evidence that approved vaccines cause fertility loss. And then literally in the next sentence, they say, although clinical trials did not study the issue. So how do you know there's no evidence? You just said the next sentence that you didn't study it. So which is it? You didn't study it, or there's no evidence? Because you can't say there's no evidence while also saying you didn't bother to look for evidence. The CDC also recommends that pregnant women be prioritized for vaccinations, even though vaccines haven't been tested or approved for pregnant women. Are you fucking kidding me? But for pointing this out, you're called a conspiracy theorist. You are called anti-science. For pointing out that the companies that manufacture the vaccines have said, do not take this if you're pregnant. And now the CDC recommends that pregnant women be prioritized for vaccinations. And they wonder why we question whether or not this is a depopulation experiment or not. Oh, but you can't say that. You can't talk about the sterilization component of it, because that's anti-science. That'll get you thrown off of Facebook. Even though the World Health Organization admitted that they put sterilants in the tetanus vaccines that they handed out in Kenya, El Salvador, and the Philippines for 10 fucking years. But if I question whether or not there's sterilants in these vaccines, I'm kicked off of every platform there is. I'm anti-science. You guys can't have it both ways. Nobody is allowed to die from the vaccine, according to the media. You'll see examples of this. Doctor takes the vaccine, drops dead the next day. Everyone's like, what was the cause of death? I don't know. We don't know. Some mystery illness, maybe an aneurysm. Maybe he got struck by lightning. But well, what about the vaccine that he took? No. You can never associate that. But if somebody tested positive for coronavirus and then died 30 days later from getting hit by a car, their death is listed as coronavirus. But God forbid you ask the question of whether or not the person that dropped dead the day after getting the vaccine had it related to the vaccine. No, that's totally off the table. You cannot even discuss that. As you can tell, I'm particularly fired up about this because it's so dishonest. In a world of just rampant dishonesty, this takes the cake. I mean, this is something that, you know, the problem is hypocrisy. The problem are the lies. The problem is that people remember these organizations' past. I'm not going to ever forget about what the CDC does. I'm not going to forget that Pfizer or the companies that are putting out these drugs, Pfizer and Moderna, AstraZeneca, all these, they're all convicted felons. They've all been found guilty in courts of felonies, including bribing doctors, threatening doctors, faking clinical studies, price fixing, manipulation, fraud, conspiracy. Oh, they've been found guilty of all those things in courts of law. But if you say anything that questions the science, the efficacy of vaccines, you're a science denier. While all of these companies are convicted felons. The Vatican decrees that the Catholic Church cannot bless same-sex unions because God, quote, cannot bless sin. $4,000 million the Catholic Church has paid out to settle rape allegations against their priests, against little boys. But please tell me how God sees same-sex unions as sin. You fucking hypocrites. George Pell, number three at the Vatican, the CFO of the Vatican, the guy in charge of the money, convicted of fucking an altar boy. You're going to lecture us about sin? How dare you? You hypocritical motherfuckers in the Catholic Church. You lying bastards. You hide behind God and use him as a shield to deflect from criticism of what you're doing. You evil motherfuckers. But if we, but the real problem is homosexuality. Okay, great. It's such projection. It's so obvious. It's like when Hillary Clinton, oh, Russia influenced the election. It's like, stop projecting the Catholic Church. Oh, we can't condone same-sex unions. That'll destroy the church. But kid fucking is fine. That's totally fine. That won't destroy the church. We'll just relocate those priests to different precincts. We'll just move them all around the country and let them just continue doing what they're doing. Because they're sitting on $1 trillion worth of gold and God knows who knows what else in the fucking Vatican archives or catacombs. So they've got the money to pay this out. They're going to lecture you about what God wants. You know what God wants? He wants you to stop fucking kids. That's what God wants. I'm pretty sure of it. I mean, I don't know for certain, but I have a hunch. Oh. Even when there's good news, you're not allowed to recognize that there's good news. Texas opened up weeks ago. No masks, everything back to capacity. Oh, that's Neanderthal thinking, says Joe Biden. Somebody who, you know, to be fair, would know a thing or two about Neanderthal thinking. Where are all the dead bodies, man? Where are all the dead people from not wearing their masks? You know, those masks that the CDC has a 1.32% effective rate? Those masks, you know, the masks that don't keep viruses out, the mask that on the side of the box says does not contain the spread of coronavirus. Amazing. Everybody didn't drop dead when they removed the mask mandate from Texas. It's almost like there wasn't anything to be worried about in the first place. Ugh. And for you in the UK, you know the gaslighting I'm talking about. You saw it on the BBC a couple of weeks ago. They said hundreds of people were out in the streets protesting against the lockdowns. No, it wasn't hundreds of people in the street. It was literally tens and tens of thousands of people out in the streets. BBC called it hundreds. But that shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody that knows the history of the BBC. They employed Jimmy Savile for 4 decades and said there was nothing to see there, even though there were 77 different people that came forward and said that they had been diddled by him on the BBC grounds. But never mind any of those people. David Icke called it. He called it in 2009. There's a great video I retweeted of him saying that they're going to invent a disease, a virus, and use it as the pretext to initiate a global vaccine that they will push on the world that will not actually be a vaccine, but it will be part of an operating system. And he's fucking right. He called it 12 years in advance. Funny how that happens. When you've got the right information. And and everyone and all the other, you know, the UK listeners will know what I'm talking about with the two types of pubs that they say may open on May 17th. With COVID status checks, no social distancing. Without status checks, table service only, social distancing, and the rule of six. I have a question. I have a question for you guys in the UK with the social distancing thing. Now that you have to, since we in the US use the scientific method to alter our social distancing from 6 feet to 3 feet, what are you guys going to do? 2 meters to 1 meter? Are you going to adopt that policy too? Or are we going to just admit that everybody's making this shit up, that there's absolutely no science behind this at all? It's just frustrating. We don't know it all. We're not pretending to know it all, but we do know the obvious stuff, and we can see through the lies, and we do have a memory. And by the way, the media puts things out there, and then we can save them and look at them at a later date and point out their lies. They seem to forget this. It's like they think that they just do a news broadcast and then it just disappears into the ether. But these things stick around forever. Let's go, you know, go back and look at the reaction to the swine flu and the insanity and the push for the vaccines for that. How'd that turn out? Not very well. A lot of people died from that. And the swine flu didn't kill everybody. And here we are again. CDC comes out and says, you know, 500,000 people dead from coronavirus in the US. Well, when they first put that out, it was 169,000. But if you read the fine print, not even the fine print, if you just read the article and not just the headline, the last paragraph said, of these 169,000 people that died, only 6% died from the coronavirus. The other 94% died with, on average, 2.6 comorbidity conditions. Those included heart disease, cancer, and car accidents too. It pays to have your head on straight. Don't read just the headlines. Read the full story. Turn off your nightly news. Don't give them your energy. It's fun to mess with them. I get it. But there's too many people that actually see the nightly news. They watch CNN for some reason. They think that they're getting the truth, and they're not. But why would you ever think you were getting the truth from an organization like CNN that pays to be in the airports in the United States? They pay the airports. In some cases, they paid Miami-Dade County $175,000 a year for them to run CNN on the TVs in the airports where you're waiting for your plane and things like that. And then you know what they do? They count all the people that come through that airport as being CNN viewers, because their viewership is down so low that they have to count those people as viewers, even though people aren't even paying attention to it. But I will have you know that as of the recording of this episode, today is the last day of that program. So it is a victory for humanity and another loss for CNN. If you like this program, please share it with your friends and family. Get the word out there. It's us against the retards. I'm sorry. I know that sounds bad, but we are up against the mob, the woke mob, the CNN dummy mob, the CDC mob. They're coming to get us, people. They're coming to get us. And if we don't pay attention, it will be Idiocracy, the documentary. I hope that's not the case. Take care, everybody.